This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Government tables US-funded Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC compact in Parliament. Government says Nepal accepts development assistance as per country's national interest and priorities. 78% of target population fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in Nepal. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson claims Russia is planning biggest war in Europe since 1945. Now the news in detail. Nepal government has finally tabled the US-funded Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC compact at the federal parliament today. Tabling the document in the House of Representatives today, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Ganendra Bahadur Kharge, urged political parties to help endorse the compact to secure benefits of development projects. Minister Kharge tabled the compact on behalf of Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma. Minister Kharge stressed the need for ratifying the MCC compact through the parliament. The government spokesperson also praised the House that the aid agreement was about providing grant assistance of $500 million for the development of a 400 kV transmission line and maintenance of roadways in the country. Minister Kharge further informed that the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs on the 11th of January in 2020 had advised to ratify the proposal through the lower house with the general majority, and it was presented before the House following the same advice. Earlier today, a meeting of the ruling partners held at Baluwatar agreed to move the agreement to the Parliament. Likewise, Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota has said that the MCC compact was tabled in the Parliament to prevent Nepali society from polarizing. The Speaker argued that the document was included in the agenda of the Parliament session, with the realization that it would be appropriate to ensure broader discussions on the issues of national importance. Speaker Sapkota also urged all bodies concerned to support, build an atmosphere for deliberations on the document. Meanwhile, the majority of lawmakers drew the attention of the parliament, saying that the broader political consensus was needed on the MCC compact. Mao Center Chief Whip Dev Prasad Grung, Nepal Workers and Peasants Party lawmaker Prem Sual, Rashtriya Janamorcha's Durga Podil and CPN UML lawmaker Dr. Bhim Bahadur Rawal claimed that some of the MCC provisions were against the interests of the nation and that should be amended before endorsing the compact. Meanwhile, CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanna has said that his party is against the MCC compact. Writing a post on Facebook after the tabulation of the compact in the parliament today, Chairman Prasad argued that he and his party would stand against the MCC compact as it was tabled amidst disputes and protest. The government of Nepal says it has accepted and utilized development assistance as per the country's national requirement and priority. Issuing a statement today, the Foreign Affairs Minister said, as a sovereign country, Nepal had been accepting foreign aids that pursue an independent, balanced and non-aligned foreign policy. The statement further adds that the government of Nepal remains grateful to its regional and multilateral development partners, including the United Nations, for their continued support to the socio-economic development of Nepal, stating that the development assistance has played an important role in building infrastructures and development in Nepal. The government has said that the decision to accept the development assistance is taken by Nepal in terms of her national interest and priority. The ministry issued the statement in response to media queries about the views that appeared in the various media outlets about the Millennium Challenge Corporation compact assistance to Nepal. A calibration flight has been carried out at Gautam Buddha International Airport in Bhairava today. Nepal Civil Aviation Authority has said that the regular international flight services will kick off from the airport by the 16th of May this year after completing the calibration flights. With this, the Gautam Buddha International Airport will be the second international airport in Nepal after Tribhuvan International Airport. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei nai majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gunhos.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
श्रमिकहरूको मौलिक अधिकारको सम्मान गरौं, सबै प्रतिष्ठानहरूले न्यूनतम पारिश्रमिक प्रदान गर्न आनाकानी नगरौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Minister of Health and Population says 78% of the target population has been fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 in Nepal so far. Speaking at a press briefing today, Ministry's spokesperson Dr. Sangeeta Mishra said 17,664,516 people had been fully vaccinated against the COVID-19. The spokesperson further added that the government had a target to fully vaccinate all citizens above 18 years by mid-April. Meantime, the Health Ministry has reported 262 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 9,815 samples. Likewise, 1,338 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, 4 corona-related deaths have been recorded to the itself. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has claimed that Russia is planning the biggest war in Europe since 1945. According to BBC, the British Prime Minister said all the signs are that the plan of attack in Ukraine has already in some senses begun. And he further added that the intelligence suggests Russia intends to launch an invasion that will encircle Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Mr. Johnson warned that any conflict could be bloody and protracted, saying Russian President Vladimir Putin was possibly thinking illogically about this and did not see the disaster ahead. Police in Canadian capital Ottawa have cleared the main protest site in front of Parliament that had been occupied by demonstrators for over 3 weeks. More than 170 protesters are reported to have been arrested and 38 vehicles seized as officers continued the second day of massive crackdown. And some protesters are resisted and were thrown to the ground and had their hands zip tied behind their backs. Police say operations were ongoing in Ottawa. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country and partly cloudy in rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of the country. And there are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government tables US-funded Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC compact in Parliament. Government says Nepal accepts development assistance as per country's national interest and priorities. 78% of target population fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in Nepal. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson claims Russia is planning biggest war in Europe since 1945. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.